This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing.
Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. So, recording this near the end of July 2020, we've all been sitting with dealing with coronavirus problem for about 5 months. I still go out pretty much every day, and I go out to various businesses. That's just who I am. I'm not a person to sit at home. So I noticed something. Each business where I'm at, I'm in Austin, Texas, but I have traveled recently to other states. Every single business I run into is reacting differently to coronavirus. This includes attorneys, obviously, depending on your state, how free you are, how many businesses are open. Obviously, it changes the dynamic of do tremendous. The defund police initiative is also affecting, you know, a lot of criminal, obviously. Driving or lack of driving for a while, perhaps now, is affecting, the personal injury lawyer, the auto accident. One thing that occurred to me that I think is needed in order to help the United States in general is businesses need more confidence in what they're doing. What I see is that every single business I go to does something different because they don't know what to do. Some businesses will let you in. They all want to wear masks, let's say. They'll require you to wear a mask. Some businesses won't let you in at all. You still have to do curbside pickup, let's say. They might have a barrier on the door and you can't even go in. Other places, you know, you can go in and sit down and, you know, you got to wear a mask to go in, but you sit down at the table, let's say, to eat, and you can take off the mask. Some coffee shops, again, will let you in. Some won't. I went to have my car fixed. They had me pull into the bay to drop my car off. Makes sense. The point is, there's tons of uncertainty out there. Every day, in some cases, local, state, other ordinances and laws changes, and it just puts tremendous stress in the business. They don't know what to do. So what I see are two things, and here's where you come in as an attorney. Now, I know you're in your practice area for many years, no problem, but here is an idea for, and I'd also like your help on the second part of the idea. What I see is needed compliance program for small business. So as an attorney, you could review the state, federal, local ordinance each day, and report to local business in your area and let them know what they need to do or not do to stay in compliance with all these ordinances and laws. And when they change, give them a heads up. And you could even go to their business and kind of do a review of their policies and procedures and help to shield them from liability related to coronavirus, to COVID-19. So that's one part of the program. Even if you don't do this right now, it's something you could do. If you choose to, there are a number of contractors that feel like they've been put in danger by the business they work for. So, you know, you may find that distasteful, you may not, but that's an area of law that is going to become more. You can take the other side of that, is if a business is sued, you can help defend that business. Let's say a customer says, oh, I went to this coffee shop and that's where I got coronavirus from. That might be a very hard claim, but the business still needs defense. Or an employee, you know, I work in a bakery and, they didn't protect us adequately, so I got coronavirus, you know, and I guess, so I'm suing them. So there's back and forth, there's both sides, but you know there's going to be a lot of litigation surrounding this because of all the uncertainty. So I suggest if you're not in this practice area, take a look at it because are changing dramatically. Also, the migration of services online. So I'm not exactly sure how to put my head around this on how this would or would not create liability, but there is something there to be looked at and considered. And with your legal mind, the listener, you may be able to grasp the implications of schools being forced online, of kids, if they go back to school, forced into practices that really is detriment to kids' health, you know, their mental health. You may run into medical situations where people can't visit a loved one in the hospital. There may be a suit or a claim there if the person experiences substandard care and then dies. And I personally had a situation with, I'm not going to go into, you know, I may have a case myself in New York. So all these areas of law, unfortunately, is born out of the chaos and tragedy, but they're there. So I encourage you to think on, where to go from here and what to do in the practice area sense. You probably are aware that, unfortunately, these stay-at-home orders have used domestic violence, child abuse. They've led to just myriad of problems, depression, suicide, mental health issues, more drinking, more fighting, more violence, as the stresses on everyone have mounted and mounted and mounted, you know, people losing jobs, etc. There's a lot more crime. And again, the defund the police move obviously hasn't helped. So there's a lot changing in the legal sphere that I'm sure you're aware of, but what would be very helpful is if you sit for about 30 minutes with a notepad, no computer, and just think of what's changing in your area, what's changing the world, what's changing in your practice area, which practice areas are opening up, which are weakening, is bankruptcy getting better? Is that a good place for you to focus? Is domestic violence going to be the thing if your criminal defense and DUI is really quiet right now? I don't know. It depends on where you live. But all these things are changing. You know, perhaps, again, let's say you do family law. Maybe emergency removals. Maybe now very important. Maybe domestic violence inside of a divorce case. So, again, the dynamic is changing. I highly, highly encourage you to sit and think for about 30 minutes with pen and paper. If you can't have the time to do that, then that's another issue. I have to do that very frequently, this the coronavirus stuff. Every week I'm sitting and thinking, and it's really helped me tremendously. I encourage you to do. Now the last part, this is actually a request. So I'm just going to disclose my idea. I don't know if I'm going to go forward with it or not, but what I see, and this is where I'd like your help. I see that small businesses desperately need an insurance product to protect them and allow them to open and not be fearful. So what I see is this, a small business needs an insurance product that covers two areas. One is if a customer sues them, you know, insinuating that they got COVID because they patronized the business. And that, I think, would be very difficult to, the insurability of that, I think, pretty easy. But a custom product needs to be created and underwritten for small business. Now, I'm not an insurance agent, okay? I haven't explored this area yet, but you, as an attorney, perhaps you work with carriers, maybe you work with reinsurers, maybe you know someone in the insurance business. If you do, please point them out to me, because I'd like to create a product like this. The second part of the product would be to give small businesses insurance if an employee or a contractor sues them and says, hey, working at your establishment, you didn't protect me adequately, so I got COVID, and therefore I'm going to sue you. You know, again, a delivery person could say this. Someone that works in your kitchen, someone that works in your business, in your office, etc. This is much more of a liability, and I think would be easier, unfortunately. But I think insurance is desperately needed for, and most insurance is not covering this, so there's a big void. Now, again, I'm not in the insurance industry, so I may be just spouting nonsense, and a product like that is impossible to create. But you know what? I don't think so. I think a product like that could be created, could be written. And I think, imagine if you helped create a product like that. It would be huge. It would let the United States really come out of this crisis much faster. So I think something's like that's needed. And I'm asking you, as part of my list, if you know anyone that I could speak to about creating this product. If you'd rather take the idea yourself and run with it, okay, no problem. You know, that's why I'm disclosing it to you. But I think this could be a tremendous windfall for the person and or company and carrier that does this type of thing. So I know this is a kind of an unusual podcast, but I'm just speaking directly to you as direct as I can. I'm a human. You know, I'm a citizen of the United States, just like you. This coronavirus stuff is affecting me as well, differently than it affects you, but it's affecting everybody. So that's why I need your help, and that's why I wanted to give you my advice, as usual, to try to help you in this time. So if you'd like to contact me, you can email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc. is INC, or visit the website, www.speakeasymarketinginc.com, or call us, 888-225-8594. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being on my list, and I hope you're doing well.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.